I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Decatur City Attorney Brian Downs wants the Attorney General to review whether members of the state's Immigration Board are serving expired terms. Downs told the AJC that he believes five of the seven members of the Georgia Immigration Enforcement Review Board should step down. It's the latest development in Decatur's fight against Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle's accusations that the city adopted illegal sanctuary laws by prohibiting police from holding immigrants just based on a request from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The Attorney General's office did not comment for the story. The Savannah-Chatham School District says Marsh Point Elementary School is on track to open next Monday. A tornado tore off part of the roof last week. In a statement, the school district says 13 classrooms were extensively damaged. They'll be walled off from the rest of the school while repairs are underway. The tornado did not damage the school buildings at Islands High School and Coastal Middle School, which are set to open as planned on Thursday. A Gainesville poultry producer with more jobs available than workers to fill them is finding success recruiting in Puerto Rico. Field Day Farms says they credit the hurricane that struck Puerto Rico last year with making more workers from the island willing to come to Georgia. The company is providing short-term housing for the new workers while they get settled. A Fielddale spokesperson told the Gainesville Times that they project a 70% one-year retention rate for workers from Puerto Rico. A federal court judge in Atlanta is today expected to sentence a man who worked as a spokesperson for the dark net marketplace Alpha Bay. Ronald L. Wheeler III of Streamwood, Illinois, pleaded guilty in March to charges of conspiracy to commit access device fraud. Prosecutors say Wheeler, known online as Trappy Pandora, worked as Alpha Bay's public relations specialist, which trafficked in personal information, illegal drugs, firearms, and counterfeit goods. Alpha Bay was taken down by an international law enforcement effort in July of 2017. Well, there is now a $20,000 reward in the case of a woman murdered at a military base in Georgia. Army investigators say 24-year-old Abree Boykin was found dead July 10th at her home on Fort Stewart, southwest of Savannah. Her husband was deployed to Afghanistan at the time of her death. The Army Criminal Investigation Command and the FBI announced the reward yesterday. An Army CID spokesman says investigators think Boykin may have known her killer. And in sports, the Atlanta Dream host the Washington Mystics tonight at 7 p.m. in their first game back from the WNBA All-Star Game break. The Dream, which sit atop the Eastern Conference, hold a two-game lead over the second-place Mystics. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.